Deutsche Welle, Africa Link.
A very good morning to you. It's Thursday, April the 30th. Welcome to this edition of Africa Link. I'm Mark Caldwell in Bonn, Germany. Coming up, the Nigerian army rescues almost 300 women and girls from the clutches of Boko Haram, but the relief is mingled with disappointment.
One thing I want to tell you is that they are not the purported students of government secondary school Chibok that were abducted April 2014.
And at the ZADC summit in Harare, President Robert Mugabe seeks to dissuade Zimbabweans from seeking a new life in South Africa.
They think South Africa is the heaven. Yes, it's more highly developed, true. But go there and you'll see that the Africans in the country are still very low.
And later in the programme, we also find out what's been happening to the Crossroads generation. Stay tuned.
Top story.
We begin in Nigeria, where there is intense interest in the identity of the 200 girls and 93 women who were rescued by the military from Boko Haram's stronghold in Zambeza Forest. However, the Nigerian authorities are stressing that the rescued girls are not the Chibok schoolgirls, whose abduction over a year ago led to vocal international protests. From Abuja, Uwais Idris reports.
This is the first time the Nigerian army has rescued a large number of women and girls since the battle against Boko Haram began more than 5 years ago. The 200 girls and 93 women were rescued after the army stormed the dreaded Zambeza Forest and liberated four camps. There is conflicting information about the identities of the rescued girls. The military says there are no Chibok girls among the ones liberated from Boko Haram, but they are still verifying their identity. Colonel San Usman Kukashika is the acting director of Army Public Relations.
I really appreciate the fact that people are really anxious. They want to know the whereabouts and to confirm the identity of those women or children. But one thing I want to tell you is that they are not the purported students of government secondary school Chibok that were abducted April 2014.
You said are still screening to know their actual identity. Then how do you know that they are not the Chibok girls?
You know, the insurgency has been going on for over 5 years, and within that period the terrorists have been abducting women and children, including men too, and keeping them in various camps and various places. Remember when we liberated Gouda, quite a number of such people were also rescued. So based on preliminary investigation, we were able to find out actually they are not the 219 schoolgirls that were abducted in April.
Nevertheless, for the parents of the abducted Chibok girls, the rescue of these girls rekindles their hope of finding their daughters. Hosea Sambito Habana is the chairman of the Chibok community in Abuja.
Yeah, our reaction is we feel happy and we increases our hope since the army they started this search and offensive. They have never rescued even one, but now they rescued about 200 young girls and 93 women. It signifies that if they continue with this kind of search, they will one day find the Chibok girls.
That report was compiled by Uwais Idris in Abuja. But how sure can we be that the rescued girls are not the ones from Chibok? My colleague Isaac Mugabe put that question to Iman Shehu, director of the International Institute of Communication in Abuja and also a member of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign. We apologise for the poor quality of the phone line.
So many times we have had our hopes raised and dashed for the past 380 days, since these girls in particular were abducted. The military has kept issuing statements and then contradicting itself about the girls and about the counterinsurgency itself. We were excited earlier when the tweets started coming in, but then some thought, because the tweet from the defense headquarters, the statement from Chris Olukolade, and even from his deputy, Colonel S.K. Usman, seem to be contradictory.
So, in other words, you are disappointed with the army that it's not so sure about the girls that they have rescued?
Well, we are happy that people have been rescued, because this is the first time in the course of this insurgency that rescue has become something specific. You recall that in the case of the Chibok girls, we had demanded constant updates about the rescue operation. Before the Chibok girls, there had been abductions. After the Chibok girls, there had been abductions. So on that score, yes, that is encouraging. But on the other hand, the modern communication, which is typical of the Nigerian military, does not give room for much hope. Whether they are the Chibok girls or they are not the Chibok girls, these are Nigerian citizens who deserve to be accounted for in times of distress.
Why do you think then it has taken such a long time to rescue the Chibok girls?
Well, because there was no rescue in the first place. I believe personally, this is not the position of the movement, this is my own personal perception, that there has never been any rescue of the girls. You well know that in any situation of abduction, the window of opportunity is the first 24 to 48 hours that you do a rescue operation. Unfortunately, in the case of the Chibok girls, nothing was done for 2 weeks. And after the demonstration by the Chibok women, and then when our own advocacy took off, the presidency got into a state of denial. And even when advocacy attracted international attention, what played out eventually was just a statement. And after that, there has been nothing.
Iman Shehu, director of the International Institute of Communication in Abuja. And once again, our apologies for the poor quality of the line.
Refugees hopes, Europe's challenge.
And in today's instalment in our special series on migration, we put the spotlight on Niger. The Central African state is an important transit point for many refugees trying to get to Europe via the Mediterranean. Last week, Italian government officials were suggesting that refugee camps should be set up in countries such as Niger under UN auspices. There is also the proposal that migrants' applications for refugee status could be processed in Africa. But how feasible is this? Hilke Fischer has been investigating, and her report is read now by Eunice Wanjuru.
The houses and streets in Agadez are covered in dust, the colour of the desert that surrounds the city. Agadez is a remote place but a central point for traders and migrants. Anyone from West Africa heading to Libya has to pass through Agadez, just like Traoré from Mali. He travelled through Burkina Faso to get to Agadez with the aim of reaching Libya.
Metallic Samar.
I am a metal craftsman. I could work in my profession in Bamako, but I could earn 40 times more somewhere else.
He describes how difficult the journey was.
In the past, one had to pay 1,000 West African francs, which is about €1.50, to enter a country. In Burkina Faso, I had to pay border officials over 20 times more.
The European Union wants to stop the smugglers and is considering how migrants can be persuaded not to undertake the dangerous journey through the Sahara across the Mediterranean. The EU Commission suggests that officers could be appointed in the major third countries to gather information about the movement of refugees. Sani Yahya Janjuna, a Nigerian ethnologist, does not think that this will act as a deterrent.
Regardless of which measures they take, they will never prevent people from wanting to go to Europe. The West can only do all it can to end war and conflicts in Africa. The next step would be to fight poverty in the countries where the people are running from. Otherwise, the measures being taken by the EU will not produce a lasting effect.
The EU has some experience with camps outside its own borders. It worked together with ex-dictator Muammar al-Gaddafi in Libya. Refugees were locked up in camps, which were partly financed by the EU. Wenzel Michalski of Human Rights Watch is one of the people who kept a record of the cases of torture.
Back then, Lampedusa was empty. No refugees crossed the Mediterranean. And the Libyans pocketed a good amount of money and got high-tech equipment to carry out their dirty work.
Michalski says that the Libyan solution should not be applied to other countries like Niger.
If we look at refugee camps in Bulgaria, Romania and Greece, which are in the EU, the conditions are terrible. How can we guarantee proper conditions in countries like Niger or Egypt?
And that report was written by Hilke Fischer. Heads of state from the Southern African Development Community, SADC, have been meeting for a summit in Harare, Zimbabwe, to discuss how to promote industrial growth in the region. But the meeting of the regional bloc was overshadowed by the recent outbreak of anti-immigrant violence in South Africa. My colleague Aboubakar Jalou called up our correspondent Columbus Makhunga to find out how big an issue this was at the meeting.
I think the xenophobic attacks in South Africa were such a huge event in a negative way, which affected almost everyone in Africa. South Africa, until last year, was the biggest economy. So it was seen as where people can go in the event that their countries are failing to look after them. Take a listen to what President Mugabe, who is also the head of African Union, had to say about why Africans flock to South Africa.
There are people who voluntarily go to South Africa. They think South Africa is the heaven, our heaven in Southern Africa. Yes, it's more highly developed, true. But go there and you'll see that the Africans in the country are still very low. It's the whites who are living better lives. In Soweto, the lives of people are very elementary.
Did you see any sense of concern from the heads of state of the Southern African Development Committee, SADC, that they were concerned about these attacks in South Africa?
The issue of xenophobic attacks was not supposed to have been discussed at this summit in Zimbabwe. And that it was brought to the summit, it means that the issue was of concern to them. From the board language at the summit, I think there wasn't unanimity, though the communique tries to paint such a rose picture that we had a president of Botswana leaving earlier than everyone. We are told by some sources within SADC that he was blaming those countries such as Zimbabwe for causing their citizens to flock to South Africa.
The actual topic of the summit itself was regional industrialization. Did anything concrete materialize from there?
They have said there is need for the region to industrialize, focus on processing their exports instead of exporting, say, crude oil from Angola or Sudan. It has to be processed and then it's imported within Africa and also surplus beyond the borders of the continent.
There were demonstrations outside the summit venue by people wanting to know what was happening to a human rights activist who disappeared 7 weeks ago. What can you tell us about that?
Basically, the police pounced on the demonstrators and quelled the demonstrators before they reached the hotel where the summit was being held. I'm sure it just goes to show how this summit was irrelevant to ordinary Zimbabweans. They have issues of concern to them, such as the human rights record in Zimbabwe and also the issue of the economy, which has been on a free fall for quite some time now.
Columbus Mavhunga in Harare. And now a second chance to hear this week's episode of The Crossroads Generation.
Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome back to Crossroads Generation, a radio drama about the challenges faced by a group of young Africans.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
Let's pick up where we ended last time. Kadu enjoys spending time with his classmate Summer. He didn't tell his mother Lulu about it at first, but she soon figured it out.
Where are you coming from at this time of night, soaking wet like a rain-down chicken?
I was studying with my friend Juma, and then the rain...
Don't you dare lie to me. I know you are out there with a girl.
19-year-old Dan is concerned about the destruction of the environment.
He runs a green business making handbags out of recycled plastic and is on a mission to protect the environment. Meanwhile, Mercy is doing her best to reconcile her life as a wife and mother with her university studies and her work at the radio station. Last time, she had to enlist her mother's help with her daughter, Linda.
Mom, listen, I'm at the hospital and I'm late for work. Linda's not feeling well. Please, could you come here and fetch her? I'll come back for her after work.
What's happened since then? Let's find out in today's episode, A Little Help Everyone. We start at the studios of University FM, where Mercy's friend Tina hosts a show about women's rights.
Oh no, not the phone, not now. I'm running late for my show. I'm still not prepared. Oh, where on earth is Mercy?
Hey, will someone get that phone?
Right away, sir.
No, not you, Tina. You have to prepare for your show. I thought there were several people working in this office. Where is everyone? Where is Mercy?
I don't know, sir.
She's your producer and she still hasn't shown up?
She...
Well, you get the phone. And when she finally decides to grace us with her presence, tell her I want to see her. Pronto. I'll be in my office.
Hello?
Hello, Tina. Thank God it's you.
Mercy, where the hell are you?
Look, is our boss, Mr. Squeaky, in yet? I need you to cover for me for a while. I had to rush Linda to hospital. Please don't let him know that I'm late.
Too late. He's already been in here squeaking at me. He saw you weren't here.
Damn. What did he say?
She's your producer and she's still not in? Well, tell her to see me when she finally decides to grace us with her presence. Pronto. Huh?
Damn it. Look, Tina, I'm trying my best, okay? I'll be there shortly.
Please hurry, Mercy. I have to go now. We are on air in 15 minutes. Oh, I hope it's nothing serious. With Linda, I mean?
No. She'll be fine. Okay, go. Go before he comes back and finds you on the phone. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Okay, bye.
And she beats Kadu. I won. I beat you, Kadu Msoto.
No, you didn't, Sama. I let you win.
You're just jealous because I ran faster than you.
It was nice being away from school and all those mean girls. Wasn't it, Sama?
Yes, Kadu. I had a good time playing with you. But you can go now. I'll be okay from here.
Come on. I want to see you home today. Every day I walk you back. But you don't want me to come in. We always stop behind your house. Why?
Kadu, I don't want my parents to see us together. There's no telling how they might react. And besides, you said your mom was angry at you for coming in late yesterday.
Yes, she was angry. But she always says that as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we should always tell the truth.
We are not lying about anything, are we?
My mom says hiding things is lying.
Kadu, please understand. You should go home now. It's going to start raining again soon.
Go out! Go out!
What was that?
What?
Go out! Go out now! Now!
Oh my God, Noni!
Sama, wait! Who's Noni?
No one. Bye, Kadu. See you tomorrow at school.
Wait, you forgot your...
Linda, you better close your eyes back there and go to sleep. Don't let me come in there and make you. Grandma has to work.
Ah, come on. Not the rain again. Why won't it rain at night? Ah, we can't sell anything this way.
That's true. Business is very slow when it rains.
Aye, Lulu. You shouldn't complain. You are lucky you have a roof over your head. Not like the rest of us who have to sell our stuff on the street.
But a roof over my head doesn't help if there's no one buying.
Yeah, that's true. People are holed up in their houses for the fear of rain.
Hello, Mama Mercy. Can I shelter here for a while?
Dan?
What? Shelter here?
Yes.
After all you did to my daughter Mercy? You abandoned her after getting her pregnant and now you want to shelter in my shop? I don't know.
Please, Mama Mercy.
You won't melt in the rain, you know. But, okay, come in.
Thanks.
Mama Mercy, can I bring my fruit into your shop for a while until it stops raining?
Sure.
Most of this fruit is already rotten. I'll have to throw it away. What a waste.
Hey, madam. Please, don't throw it away like that.
Huh? Why?
Can't you see that the drain is already blocked?
Hey. What are you telling me? Am I the one who blocked it? Everybody throws their rubbish in there.
But that is exactly the point, madam. Nobody should do it. This is what causes the bad smell here in Tandika. And...
Why don't you take your funny foreign idea somewhere else? Mama Mercy, I'm going to go.
Aren't you going to wait for the rain to stop?
No. I suddenly feel the need to get out of here. Can't stay here and be elected like a child in a kindergarten.
Dan, you never stop with your funny ideas about a clean Tandika, do you?
Mama Mercy, I don't know what to say. I mean, look at the mess with all those fruits and things blocking the drain. Anyway, how is Linda?
Well, I don't see her much since they moved to that new house of theirs. But Mercy calls sometimes. She says they're fine.
Okay. I'd better go now. Please send them my greetings next time they call.
You do that yourself. Am I your messenger? You don't even know how your own child is doing. What kind of father are you? Mama. Young people nowadays, they have no respect whatsoever. I hope he didn't hear Linda shouting.
Noni, I'm coming. Damn this door. Open up, you stupid thing.
Pema! Pema!
Shh! I'm here now, Noni, my sister. Stop crying. Where's Mom? Are you alone?
Pee! Pema, pee! Pee!
Oh, no. You've messed yourself again. We have to get you out of these clothes. But first, we have to take off these chains.
Chain bed!
I know, my sister. I don't know why Dad insists on chaining you to the bed. Just because you're different doesn't mean that you have to be a prisoner in your own home.
Chain bed!
Let me change you and then we'll go out for a quick walk before Dad and Mom come back. Okay? If they catch us, Dad will kill me.
Yeah! Out! Go out! Walk out!
Wait a minute. Sama has a disabled sister? But why does her dad chain her to the bed? What about Dan? Will his one-man mission to save the environment succeed? If you want to find out how the story continues, don't forget to tune in next time. You can also check out Nikki's new video diary at dw.de/LBE. And if you'd like to tell us what you think about all this, just contact us on Facebook. Until next time, goodbye.
Our main stories here on Africa Link before we leave you. The Nigerian authorities are saying that a group of nearly 300 girls and women freed from Boko Haram this week does not include any of the girl students kidnapped in Chibok. And a SADC summit in Zimbabwe called to discuss industrial growth has been overshadowed by the wave of anti-immigrant violence in South Africa. We welcome your comments on this program, either in an email to feedback.africa@dw.de, in a letter to Africa Link, DW 53110, Bonn, Germany, or in a text message to country code 49160957 59510. As always, thank you for listening. This is Mark Caldwell in Bonn.